Well, there are 10 things that people don't want to get in someone's wills. Although, you know, if somebody leaves you something in your will, you should probably just be happy that you're getting something they thought of you. But here are the top five that people don't want to get. Vacation souvenirs, an old car. I think a new car you'd probably want, but not an old car. Number three, clothes. Two, old furniture. And the number one thing people don't want to get in someone's will is a pet. All you juniors in high school out there, or, you know, maybe those of you who are planning on taking the SAT soon, you might be pretty happy about this because the writing portion that was added to the SAT in 2005, it's being dropped. So starting in 2016, the highest score you can get will, again, be a 1600, so no more writing portion in 2016 on the SAT. Well, on Monday, there was a guy who got frustrated at the self-checkout machine at a Walmart in Wichita, Kansas. Got so angry at it, he started swearing at it. Another customer told him to be quiet, and they ended up arguing in the parking lot all over this self-checkout machine. And when the first guy started throwing out racial slurs, a third customer happened to hear him, walked over, and knocked his tooth out. Everyone hates the self-checkout machine because they never seem to work right, but whatever you do, don't let them get the best of you, unlike this guy. How about some random facts for you on your Thursday? Did you know there are still 51 Blockbuster locations open? And more than half are in Alaska and Texas. 13 in Alaska, 14 in Texas. A chemist named William Mitchell, he's credited as the key inventor behind Pop Rocks, Tang, and Cool Whip. And when Facebook was developing the like button, the engineers all wanted it to be called the awesome button. Luckily, Mark Zuckerberg vetoed that. And do you remember the show Frasier and Eddie the Dog? He made $10,000 per episode. His real name was Moose. He died in 2006 after making more than $3.2 million. And an uplifting story for you in our final stack of leftovers. There's a CEO of Granite Telecommunications in Massachusetts. His name is Rob Hale, and he recently joked with an employee that he'd donate $10,000 to cancer research if the guy would shave his enormous beard. That idea sparked an even bigger one because the next day another employee said he'd be willing to shave his head for $1,000 donation. Hale's father, he was a cancer patient at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, so Hale got into the idea and promised to donate $1,000 for every employee who was willing to shave their head. Over 100 employees signed up to do it, so he upped the offer to $2,000. Then his mother, Judy, said she'd match that. Plus, the company decided to donate $1,000 per employee. So in other words, $5,000 per head. On Monday, Hale brought in barbers to the company's headquarters, and 428 employees, including Hale, had their head shaved. They raised $2.1 million total. And also, all the women with hair longer than 10 inches donated it to Locks of Love, which makes wigs for cancer patients. Such a great story that the CEO came up with, raised $2.1 million just for shaving their heads. That's your stack of leftovers for Thursday. It's brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.